The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Welcome to Eat Your Greens, the podcast, a show about how eating a plant-based diet can save the world. Here's your host, longtime vegan, Aaron Bostrom. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the, I believe it's the eighth episode of Eat Your Greens, the podcast. I am so excited that you are back. I know that last week, I think I mentioned that this week was going to be an interview with my friend Emma, but I actually think that's going to be next week because it's been a busy couple weeks and we were having trouble lining up our schedules. So don't worry though, that's definitely still coming. Just going to be next week in episode 9, I believe. So before we, dive into today, I just wanted to say thank you for coming back. I am really in shock that we are on episode 8 already. It feels like it has absolutely flown by. I am really, really excited to be making this series and to be continuing to share my story, my journey, and tips and advice. So today's episode, like, I feel like I say this at the beginning of every single episode that I'm like, it's gonna be different today. But I've been thinking that this episode I'm gonna talk about kind of my personal go-to, like, week of eating type of things being in college. I know that a lot of people who are vegan that I know have reached out to me and talked to me about how it's so difficult eating at the dining halls, especially at a school like Dominican. Absolutely no shade to the people who, you know, work in Cal or like work in the food places because they're just doing their job. But it's more like these like smaller schools tend to have like one cafeteria, when actually I started my college experience, my college journey at Boise State University, which was a mistake. But we don't have to get into that. That's a whole nother story. If you're interested in hearing about, I can tell you sometime. But there's two main dining halls that are huge, and then like a whole bunch of other restaurants just like around campus. But that's what happens when you have 17,000 students. I think that's how many people they had, something like that, like right around 20,000 students, versus when you have 1,700 like here. I actually might even be less, it might be like 1,300. But anyway, so I know that eating at the dining hall can be difficult, especially when they don't provide like a menu beforehand and things. And a lot of times people who, not people, but like these like food companies, I guess, like, I don't think it's not catering, like that's not right, but like, you know, they work for like a separate company and then they come and are hired through the school or whatever. It's a lot of it's the same for like high schools usually. They don't always make these like plant-based meals, I think, from the perspective of someone who is plant-based, because a lot of times they just are like vegetables or like pasta with red sauce instead of Alfredo sauce. And while those things are great, like in moderation, when you're expected to eat at this dining hall every day for like two or three meals a day, eating something like that for dinner or lunch like every single day isn't really quite meeting the needs of like someone like me who has a very active lifestyle, tries to hit, you know, a certain amount of protein in a day. It's hard to like hit protein when you are just eating pasta that's just like wet noodles. Anyway, that's how I personally feel about cafeteria pasta. But yeah, so I wanted to kind of talk about, like, I wrote a little log of like all of the things that I cooked last week, and I kind of thought it would be cool to share those with you. I live in the dorms. I live on campus. I do not have an oven, so everything is pretty much microwavable. And pretty low in cost as well, because I know that like the meat substitutes and other vegan things can get really pricey, and when you are 20, 21 years old on a budget, it's really difficult to sometimes get all of the things you might want to get. So I personally think that it's super important to kind of, you know, look at things that are going to get you the most bang for your buck, if you will. If you have access to like a stove and stuff like that, or even like a, I'm pretty sure you can make things like this in like a, what are they called? Like a Instant Pot, which I'm pretty sure is like a pressure cooker. I don't really know. I think that's different than like a crock pot. I'm not very well versed in pressure cookers. So sorry. But like if you buy beans and lentils and rice and stuff, making things like that when you buy them like dried, I guess, and then you like make them yourself, is way more cost effective, because I'm pretty sure you can get like 5 pounds of dried beans for like 85 cents, which is I think the same as like one can of beans, which will get you some serious, like I said before, bang for your buck. So just things like that, if you have access to that, it's going to be a lot easier, but I personally don't. So I'm going to just dive in, talk a little bit about what I eat in a week as a 21-year-old college student who microwaves pretty much everything and is also vegan. Sorry, I kind of like scooted away from the mic. I bet that sounded weird. So for starters, I do tend to work out in the mornings, which I think is the only reason I'm saying that is because I eat like a big breakfast after I work out, because I'm usually starving. And some, I don't know if I've talked about this in the previous episodes, that I have like a crazy appetite. So if you are going to like, I'm always hungry, I can always eat, it's a gift really. Especially given just kind of the things I've talked about in last episodes, it's all part of this journey towards, you know, intuitive eating, intuitive lifestyle, but I'm hungry all the time. So this is the kind of things that I eat. My go-to breakfast is two things. I make it every single day. One of these two things. The first one is oatmeal. Easy peasy, the easiest dorm food ever. Microwave it. I personally use steel cut oats. Is that what I use? Yeah, not old fashioned steel cut. I don't know what the difference is besides in how they look, but I just like these ones better. And plus they're so cheap. If you buy the packages that are like already pre-sugared and like flavored and stuff, that can get more expensive than if you just buy like a big old tub, like the like cylinder tubes of just like quick oats, microwave them for 4 minutes. Done. My personal sweetener of choice is brown sugar, which you can buy like, I think at the beginning of the school year in like August, I bought a bag of like brown sugar, was like maybe $4 maybe, and I'm still like barely made a dent in it, and I eat this almost every morning. So that is something to keep in mind, that it's pretty inexpensive. Also really good sweetener is agave nectar, and also using ripe bananas. That I always put banana in my oatmeal. I love bananas, they're so good for you. Lots of potassium, and if you use like an overripe banana, like right when it's starting to get those little brown spots on it, acts as a natural sweetener. It's incredible. Then I always top it with hemp seeds and chia seeds. They're super good for you. Good to get your, you know, those vitamin stuff. Walnuts or some sort of nut, some sort of healthy fat, and then nut butter, because I love peanut butter and almond butter, all of the nut butters. I'm a big fan. My other go-to breakfast is chia seed pudding. This is so easy, to make if you are like maybe in a rush in the mornings. You can literally toss them into your fridge the night before and then they'll be ready in the morning. It's literally just like 2 tablespoons of chia seeds. You can do like 3, you can do as much as you want. I usually do 2, makes a lot. And then I think it's like 1/2 cup of plant milk. I use almond milk just because it's super cheap. Like shelf stable almond milk is really cheap. Put a little agave nectar in there in the morning, top it with some granola and peanut butter, banana, incredible. My go-to kind of lunches is kind of funny, but I'm more of like a snacker during the day. I don't usually like eat a full lunch. So I'll usually eat popcorn. I love popcorn, microwave popcorn, or like those big bags of pre-popped popcorn from Trader Joe's or something like that. Super, super good, easy to use, and cheap. I'm pretty sure that giant bag of like olive oil popcorn from Trader Joe's is like $1.95 or something like that. So super affordable, lasts forever. And then I'll eat fruit, apples, something. I always buy just like whole fruit. Like I know that they have those pre-packaged ones that kind of give you more, because it's like if I buy like a honeydew or like a melon, I pretty much have like 2 days to eat it, which is a non-issue. But you can buy an entire melon for like $2 or something, or like a pre-packaged like quarter of a melon for $5. So things you get. So I'll usually eat some sort of fruit, some sort of snack, and then maybe if I'm still really hungry, like a protein bar, or I'll make a protein shake. My favorite vegan protein is the KOS chocolate peanut butter vegan protein. It has really good macros actually, and I believe it's 20 or 21 grams of protein per 2 scoops, which is ideal, especially when you're trying to hit macros and hit your protein. Something like that. Usually just mix it with almond milk, or I'll blend it with frozen bananas and almond milk and make it like a milkshake smoothie thing. Super good. Oh, that's another like helpful little tip, is that if you are like me and buy always too many bananas, as soon as they start to kind of look like they're maybe have a couple more days before they would need to be made into banana bread, but you don't have an oven so you can't make them into banana bread, freeze them. They're the perfect place to be frozen at that point, because they are super sweet and blend super well. Oh yeah, I have a blender. I have like a little tiny Nutribullet blender. Works great. Feels so obnoxious as I blend things in my dorm with my roommates, but you know, you gotta do what you gotta do. So lastly, my kind of weeks of dinners is that sometimes I do go out and buy dinner, or I'll like go get dinner with some friends. Sometimes I'll find myself at the dining hall. But if I'm making dinner in my dorm, there is 2 kind of main things that I make. One is actually, they're both going to sound kind of funky. The first one is brown rice. I usually buy the frozen ones from Trader Joe's, super affordable. Black beans, I buy just like the cheapest can of black beans that has no sodium added. And then some sort of frozen vegetable. My current thing is green beans. I love green beans. And then I microwave those things, you know, microwave them up. And then here's the piece de resistance, is that you put avocado, healthy fat, so good for you. Sriracha, just really good. And tahini, another healthy fat. That's a little pricier, but I think as like a vegan, it adds such a good flavor of things to your meals. So I definitely recommend splurging, buying it. It'll last you forever. If you don't know, tahini is ground sesame seeds. I literally put it in almost every savory thing I eat. It's so, so good. Yeah. And then my second kind of go-to dinner is a sweet potato, which sounds so strange, and it's gonna sound so strange as I describe how I make these, but trust me, it's so good, and it checks a lot of boxes, hits a lot of macros, and is super good. So I take a sweet potato and I microwave it, shocker, and then top it with black beans, avocado, tahini, sriracha, and then usually I would do, whoa, sorry, I just like knocked my thing over. Usually I would do like broccoli with it raw, or I'll just like buy like a head of broccoli and just like microwave it. I don't know. I guess that like counts as steaming it. So good. And it's so filling, and it'll keep me full for the whole night. It's incredible. Those have been my go-to. I'm also like a food repeater. Like when I find something I like, I'm going to eat it as often as I can and as I please. So that's something that's, I guess, if you're not someone who can just like eat the same thing over and over again, check out some of my other podcasts where I talk about other options, but those are kind of my go-tos right now. Yeah, so I hope that was helpful. I know personally, I really like watching like what I eat in a week videos, things like that. So I thought it would be kind of fun to do my take of it on the pod, on a podcast. So yeah, I hoped you liked it. I hope it was helpful. Be sure to tune in next week. We are going to have a special guest. So I'm super excited for that. And yeah, I will talk to you later and I hope to have you back here next week. Like I said before, thank you for listening to this week's episode of Eat Your Greens, the podcast. I hope you enjoyed, and until next week, remember to eat your greens. If you can't get enough vegan recipes and recommendations, be sure to follow my foodie Instagram at @EYG_vegangrub for more. This podcast has been created in the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California and is intended for the private, non-commercial use of our audience. You can find this and other student podcasts at our Penguin Radio website, radio.dominican.edu.